Pentecost Sunday is the 50th day after Easter, and on this day we celebrate the birthday of the Church. God the Father and God the Son sent the Holy Spirit into the souls of these apostles, gathered around the Mother of God. And they were filled with divine power, symbolised by this tongue over their heads, a tongue of fire. Fire because it gives off heat, charity and light, truth. They would become apostles of Christ's charity to the whole world and take that light with charismatic gifts to speak in foreign languages and to heal people. Extraordinary signs would be seen by them. God would work through them so that all people could come to know the fullness of truth and that Christ is the way of the Father. We, however, today, as God's baptized people who have been confirmed, have received those seven gifts. Not the charismatic gifts, sometimes they're given to individuals, but the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are ours. Ours in the sense that God has planted them in our soul and activates them when He so decrees. These seven gifts, which the children are preparing to receive in a complete form next Sunday at confirmation, ought to be understood on this day, Pentecost Sunday. Each of the seven gifts perfects a virtue, like a glove goes over a hand. They fit and they do things that we, humanly speaking, can't do. The gifts are wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. That's the classical listing of them. Let's unpack them quickly. Wisdom perfects charity in this sense that a wise person sees God's love in everything. He sees God as the ultimate cause of all issues. One person who lived that out was tremendously wise as a saint in heaven called Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Saint Teresa, I'm hoping she'll be called that soon. She's now only blessed. She was filled with wisdom. She received the Nobel Peace Prize for her wisdom and love of people. She didn't say much, but what she said was pure gold, and people would hang on her words. She could pack stadiums, travel the world. This little nun, where did she get the wisdom? The Holy Spirit. And it perfects charity. That's why she set up a religious order called the Missionaries of Charity, to manifest God's love to all, especially the poorest of the poor. Wisdom leads to understanding. Understanding perfects faith. Faith's what we believe. And faith sometimes needs clarity. It's sometimes hard to get our arms around all that we believe. We grapple with issues. Therefore, we need understanding, which is an insight that puts all the pieces together. One very insightful person was Thomas Aquinas in the 13th century. He could write in one paragraph what others would spend pages trying to explain. He received these insights from God himself, especially with regard to the Eucharist. His treatises and writings are unsurpassed, inspired, so that we would understand this great mystery. The hymns he has written, we still use in honour of this tremendous gift of the real presence of the Lord. He had much understanding, which we now partake of when we sing those hymns. Knowledge perfects hope. Hope is essential for salvation. And you don't trust someone you don't know. So you need to know more. And the gift of knowledge spreads our ability to trust in God. One person who was reluctant to trust in God but then became a great source of knowledge concerning God was Augustine. He kept God at bay for a long time. He just wasn't ready to go that extra step. But when he did, his writings were prolific. The 4th century bishop, perhaps is one of the greatest the world has ever seen, left us much knowledge of how God exists in truth, goodness and beauty, in creation. The God has left the mark of the Creator in all that we see and do. So he gives us knowledge and helps us come to trust more in God. They're the three big ones for faith, hope and charity. We call them wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Prudence is that virtue that is perfected by counsel, or sometimes called right judgment. We need to make the right decision at the right time. We need to say the right thing to the right person. Many people have good ideas in their head, but they just don't do it. They don't make that extra step. We need counsel. We need guidance from others. One great woman who was gifted in counsel was an uneducated mystic called Catherine of Siena. She's perhaps the most political person we've ever had in the church. A nun, dictated, gave counsel to bishops, dukes, kings, queens, even the Pope himself, took her counsel and came back from France to Rome. She was gifted in counsel, advising others. There's something we need to ask for at difficult times in our life. Justice is the next virtue, and that's perfected by the great gift of reverence or piety. Respect is so important in our society. Sadly, in Ireland, they've voted against respect for marriage. I say that because the media has pushed this issue of equality. It's not equality. That's not the issue. The issue is, what is marriage? And where does it come from? It's God's design. He created it. How dare we change it? What an insult to the Creator to think we've got a better version. We don't. And once you dismantle marriage, you dismantle our future, because the future lies in the family. So I'm saddened, being of Irish stock, that the Irish have taken this step. But I do know it's the media and money that's pushed this agenda. So never buy the issue of equality. It's not equality. It's respect and reverence. And we need more of that in the world, to respect who we are as persons. One person who had tremendous respect for all of creation was Francis of Assisi. He not just had justice in his life, but had great respect for all that God had given us. Please God that his spirit may be more imbued in our country today. Of course, then we go down to the virtue of courage. We need courage or fortitude to keep on going. So often we kind of shrink before impending evil. We give up before we even get going. Great saints keep the ball rolling. One tremendous Carmelite nun, St. Teresa of Avila, had obstacles from governments, the police, bishops, priests, but it never stopped her doing God's will. She just found another way to get around them. She was tremendously strong. God gave her insights on how to be courageous and not to give up. In spite of illness, problems, all types of attacks, she never lost heart. Even our mother, Mary of the Cross, Mary MacKillop, is a great example of courage, not to give in. But when you feel like it's all too much, pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit to give you that extra strength not to lose heart. And of course, the last virtue is temperance, self-control, and that's perfected by fear of the Lord, or sometimes called wonder and awe. I think wonder and awe really doesn't cut it. Awesome might be closer to the mark, that we have an awesome love of God, so much so that we control ourselves for God's sake. And St. John Vianney was a great model of that. He gave all to God. He had love and respect for the Lord, so much so that he disciplined himself beyond measure. He inspires us to be disciplined in ourselves so that we might give God the respect and awe that he rightfully should receive. So these are the seven gifts. Let's think about them. Let's pray for them. The saints ask for them. They receive them. And that's why they're saints in heaven. May we, please God, on this Pentecost Sunday, do likewise. Praise be Jesus Christ.